What's going on, everybody? K-State Nation, Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, folks. Here coming into the work week on this December the 10th, 2021. And this focuses on football and the, what we call it, the college football, the PFF. Which is the premium data and analysis of all, well, most of the 105 college football programs, PFF, highest grades, listening to, obviously, the Falcoholic, and they do, like, the highest PFF grades and lowest of every game here, and we kind of got an example of one here, resulting our guy, Deuce Vaughn, yes, Deuce Vaughn. Surprisingly, hey, I mean, Deuce Vaughn's been doing it all year long. So, it is what it is. I'm just reading off the map, and no Iowa State Breece Hall is on this list. So, yes, that's kind of really funny. But anyways, Deuce Vaughn, for K-State, the running back, double deuce, highest graded Big 12 running back in the country after the regular season. Yeah, that's honestly, I mean, I would say I was a little surprised by that, but I'm not. Obviously, due to the production, and Deuce Vaughn has carried K-State all year long. And he's rushed for 100 yards in, what, 6-7 games? Something like that, some crazy stat. And he's gone into the end zone almost every game, if not every game, this season with a 90.7. If you want to, all these backs are highest grade, really, but Deuce Vaughn, 90, that's an A if you want to put it in college courses there. Everybody else got solid Bs in here, but Deuce Vaughn, 90.7, highest. I'm going to do a little shushing around, but anyways, I'm just going off the stats right there. 90.7, the highest Big 12 back after the regular season, and he's going to be going in there in the postseason, obviously, and he's going to be going up against a rugged D. I mean, a defense that I'm not really worried about in LSU. Yeah, I said it. In LSU, in the bowl game January 4th, we have to wait till the calendar year turns for K-State to finish up their postseason there as well. But 90.7 reduced falling, and if you want to know the other ones, and behind him, at least the top four, Abram Smith from Baylor finished up with 87.4. From Baylor, from Texas, obviously, Bijan Robinson, who's out for the rest of the year with that elbow injury suffered against KU, 86.7. And then the fourth one, Kennedy Brooks at an 86.3. So Brooks not too far behind as well. Almost Deuce Vaughn, almost a full point away from Amos Smith as well. So obviously we all know coming here that maybe I may well go ahead and say that Deuce has maybe doubled his production this year. Seems like with all these running backs transferring out, got kind of an effect on everybody. Jarquia Wright hit the transfer portal. Joe Irvin apparently didn't like his role. I mean he transferred out. He's been kind of been in and out with flu and then a little bit of nicked up this year as well. So, you know, that's, I mean, that's unfortunate because I thought, in my opinion, that, and I said it on last week's edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, that I thought that was a big one, good 1-2 combo. They really offset themselves. And Courtney Messingham, who's now fired, did not use this combination right. And I agree wholeheartedly with Fitz in what they talked about on their podcast, the Power Cat podcast. Yeah. Messingham not using both of these backs at the same time. I mean, hey, maybe Joe Irvin doesn't transfer. I don't know. Hey, but we never know now because Irvin hit the transfer portal right before the bowl game was announced. So, I mean, it is what it is now, but we don't even know the backup to Deuce Vaughn here here next month. So I don't know that, but hey, it's a good thing for K-State, whoever the quarterback is next year, They're going to have the 22 right behind them as well. They hand the ball off, give him in space, throw the ball in space, whatnot. So, but Deuce Vaughn, upset. You would have thought Breece Hall had over there Iowa State. You'd be on this list. I'm pretty sure he'll be next in line, but or at least in the top three. But maybe Iowa State fans are pissed at that. But hey, Deuce Vaughn, highest graded running back in the conference. I'll take it for what it is. And we'll see moving forward what he does against obviously the physicality of LSU. That's gonna be one of the big matchups, big storylines going into this postseason. Is you know that matchup right there. Can they run the football on that defense? So we'll see. I mean, LSU is one of the bigger story programs in that conference. From I know the SEC being down south. Obviously, my other college team, the Florida Gators, been watching them pretty much all my lifetime. They're big, fast, physical. We all know that. So that's gonna be an interesting situation. We'll talk about it for sure on the Purple Project Podcast weekly. That's for sure. PPFW is what we're gonna call it. I like how I just did that right there. Oh my goodness. Too many P's. The PFF, highest graded running back in the PPPW, the Power Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition. A lot. We'll break down some of these matchups, individual matchups, that's for sure, as well. But today, on this episode, Deuce Vaughn, the highest graded running back in the Big 12 Conference. Yes. The Purple Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast there as well. If you're not a subscriber to the Purple Project Podcast, I will advise you to get on that as well. We got episode 74. It will be out at some point today as well. So go check it out. We are coming down. We might go ahead and do episode through the new year. That's what I haven't figured that out yet. But with all what's going down, it's gonna be busy all the way to the end of 2021, that's for sure. But I gotta close this up for right now. Appreciate you guys for downloading and subscribing to Purple Project Podcast. Hey, go Cats, Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of Triple P.